Somebody's phone's ringing. Hello?
If you have not responded to this notification, it's not too late. Please don't make the mistake of driving without a warranty. You are still eligible to reactivate warranty coverage. This is the final call before we close the file. Press 2 to be removed from the follow-up list, or press 1 to speak with a representative now about your vehicle.
Let's talk to this fraud organization.
Thanks for reaching Warranty Division. My name is Alex. Would you like to extend or reinstate the warranty on your car today?
Wow, Alex, I'd really like to do that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, sir, for information, I will transfer this call to my warranty specialist. He will explain you what and all the warranty covers your car and for how long the warranty will be on your car, all right?
All right. We're here live on the radio on X106.1 FM with a fraudulent telephone call scam coming from out of the country. They may have called your car or your house and asked to extend your new car warranty. It's actually a fraud organization defrauding people over the telephone. The next thing he's going to ask is personal information. Would you like to have my personal information now? Okay, have you guys ever got a call like that where they wanted to frantically extend the new car warranty and you don't have a new car?
Yes, sir. All right. Could you just confirm the make and model of the car you drive?
Yeah, it's a 1934 Pinto.
Do you have any car which is newer than 1995?
Yeah, it's a 1996 Pinto.
All right, sir. And how do you spell your name, sir?
My name is Nokia. It's N-O-K-I-A. My last name is Fraud.
Mr. Fraud, is this a lease car or are you on this car?
Oh, this is a new car.
Are you financially responsible for the maintenance and repairs on this car?
Oh, very much so.
And have you recently purchased any extended warranty on your Windstar?
I thought that's what we were doing right now. If there's somebody who's been fraudulently defraudulating you, the radio station could probably help you out with that. A little bit of media goes a long ways, so don't let companies take advantage of you. And for God's sakes, don't give out personal information to people who cold call you like that.